4. Responsibility for action. Building a better Queensland together. Over the next 5 years, this plan aims to drive action and change to achieve the best possible outcomes for Queenslanders with disability. Everyone has an important role to play. Genuine inclusion will only become a reality when it is embraced by all levels of government, industry, communities, and individuals, some of which have greater influence and the potential for greater impacts than others. Image caption. All levels of government, industry, communities, and individuals have a role to play and must work together to build genuine inclusion of people with disability. Image text. Commonwealth Government, Industries, Queensland Government, Local Government, Communities. Meaningful change can only be made through collective and collaborative effort, together. We acknowledge the importance of appropriate resourcing and funding to deliver good outcomes for Queenslanders with disability. 4.1. Commonwealth Government. The Commonwealth Government is leading the implementation of Australia's disability strategy. The Commonwealth delivers key supports and programs such as the NDIS, the Information, Linkages and Capacity Building Program, Disability Support Pensions and Australian Disability Enterprises. This plan recognises the importance of close alignment with Commonwealth initiatives and programs in achieving coordinated impact. The Commonwealth will also be reporting on the delivery and outcomes generated by Australia's disability strategy, meaning it is essential for Queensland's plan to align with Australia's disability strategy's outcome areas. 4.2. Queensland Government. Queensland Government actions under this plan will be published in a consolidated Statement of Commitment and Progress report on the impact of this plan. Targeted Action Plans. The Queensland Government has committed to action under Australia's Disability Strategy through a series of National 3-Year Action Plans, or TAPs, which focus on key areas for improvement and have actions from each Australian state and territory. The Queensland Government has committed to delivering a number of actions under the initial targeted action plans, which cover employment, community attitudes, early childhood, safety and emergency management. Further actions will be added throughout the life of the targeted action plans. Disability Service Plans. In addition to targeted action plans, disability service plans are the main way the Queensland Government designs, develops, and reports on actions under our plan. Departments will report annually on actions in their disability service plans, including targeted action plan actions. In addition to disability service plans and targeted action plans, all state government agencies and bodies are contributing to inclusion through employing people with disability and ensuring that programs and services are inclusive and accessible. While disability service plans are not mandatory for government entities other than departments, we encourage all government entities to develop their own disability action plans to help implement Australia's disability strategy in Queensland. Funded services and safeguards. The Queensland Government is responsible for delivering specialist disability programs and a suite of safeguards to protect the rights and safety of people with disability. We continue to invest in supports for people with disability ineligible for the NDIS, including through the Queensland Community Support Scheme and the Medical Aid Subsidy Scheme. The government also funds peak and representative bodies, advocacy, concession schemes, and travel subsidies. Key Queensland government entities also play a role in safeguarding the rights of people with disability in Queensland. These include the Office of the Queensland Ombudsman, the Office of the Public Guardian, including the Community Visitor Program, and the Public Advocate. 4.3. Local Government. While individual local governments are not formally required to have disability service plans, the Australian Local Government Association is a signatory to Australia's disability strategy. We encourage local governments to develop and/or build on their disability action plans. We also encourage Commonwealth and Queensland government departments to consult and work with local government in designing, planning, and delivering programs and services in local communities. 4.4. Non-government and community organisations. Achieving true inclusion relies on action not just by governments. All community and non-government organisations and sectors have a role to play. This includes communities and sectors providing supports and services to people with disability, seniors, Aboriginal peoples and Torres Strait Islander peoples, youth, women and people from multicultural backgrounds, and businesses providing infrastructure and planning for the Queensland community, such as the development industry. In addition to having inclusive workplaces and service outlets, the non-government sector can consider developing disability action plans and taking action, such as reporting on achievements and rates of employment of people with disability. Sharing stories about how people with disability have succeeded will also assist and encourage other businesses to take action towards more inclusive workplaces. Non-government organisations have an opportunity to grow and increase their client base in response to ongoing high demand for NDIS services, and we will work with the Commonwealth to support NDIS market growth. With significant value in NDIS participants' plans, Queenslanders with disability are emerging as a powerful consumer lobby. Competition for the business of NDIS participants is expected to grow, and organisations that are truly inclusive and deliver high-quality services will have a competitive advantage.